With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump wants to debate President Biden more than the usual three times and to hold them earlier in the 2024 election cycle.
In a letter to the commission overseeing presidential debates, the Trump campaign asked for additional and earlier opportunities for him to take the stage against Joe Biden. Campaign officials for the former president said moving up the timetable would ensure more Americans have a full chance to see the candidates before they start voting. Currently, there are three presidential debates scheduled in September and October. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says Americans continue to get squeezed by the Biden inflationary economy.
You look what's happened to grocery prices, which are up 25%. I was just with a diner owner a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me his egg prices have tripled in the last 3 years. It's at the gas pump where we're seeing all of a sudden the race back to $4 in the summertime and the failed Biden energy policies.
Youngkin was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is appealing his 25-year prison sentence after being sentenced last month on charges of fraud and conspiracy. Fried illegally used client and lender money to fund Democrat political campaigns, buy private planes and land in the Caribbean, and bribes to Chinese officials. Ron Goldman's father says O.J. Simpson's death is no great loss to the world. The former football player was acquitted in 1995 of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, along with Ron Goldman, but was found liable for their deaths in a civil suit. Fred Goldman says Simpson's death is only a reminder of his son's murder. No one will wear the number 22 for the Iowa women's basketball program ever again. They're retiring Caitlin Clark's number. This is SRN News. Jewish community preparing for Passover.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males will not be allowed to compete against females in international women's netball. After a lengthy consultation process, world netball officials determined that the sport at the international level is a gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in world netball's new policy on participation and inclusion and goes into immediate effect. The policy will be reviewed on an annual basis. This is SRN News. O.J. Simpson dies of cancer at the age of 76.
O.J. Simpson was a football hero, a Hollywood actor, and the subject of what became known as the trial of the century. Simpson played 11 seasons in the NFL, mostly with the Buffalo Bills. He was the first running back to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. After retiring, he went into broadcasting and acting, appearing in the Naked Gun movies and The Towering Inferno. His 1994 trial for murder in the deaths of his former wife and her friend gripped the nation with wall-to-wall live coverage. Simpson was acquitted but later found liable in a civil trial.
He was also jailed for other crimes after that civil trial. Inflation may be driving up food costs around the country, but patrons generally won't see those increases at Augusta National. The prices of the Masters mostly remain fixed for years. Club sandwich or barbecue sandwich still goes for $3. More details at srnnews.com.